Okay, folks, so we're back from that break. And here is the moment that you've all been waiting for. We're being joined by Nicole Hamlet, or Arwen, who is the lead community relations person from Cryptic Studios. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problems, it's great to have you here. So, first of all, do you prefer Nicole or Arwen?
You can call me whatever you're comfortable with. My previous community called me Awen a lot, and it's actually Gaelic, so it's Awen. But Nicole works just fine.
So, just out of curiosity, what was your previous community? You just brought it up. I'm just curious to know what it was.
I was the community manager for Junkie Devolution, that devil's sci-fi MMO action.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how your interest in Star Trek has gotten you to where you are at the moment?
I can't tell you how excited I am to be on this project. As far as I can remember, I've been a Star Trek fan. My dad made me watch the original series with him, you know, as much as it was possibly on. So, when Next Generation came on, I was a little bit older, and I think I got it more. And it really, really spoke to me in volume about how wonderful, you know, the human race could become. And who doesn't want to explore space, right? I mean, it's so huge and cool. When I found out that Cryptic had taken over the Star Trek license, it was really exciting because they'd come out with City of Heroes and City of Zones, and they were really excellent games. So it really, really excited me. And I had a friend who worked here who told me that they were looking for community people and asked me if I would apply. So I did, thinking, oh, I'll never get this job because it's too cool. There's no way in the world that they would possibly hire me because I went, and sure enough, they did. I cannot tell you how exciting it is to be on this project. Craig Zinkovich is the most amazing executive producer. He and Al Rivera, who is our creative director, have this really cool vision for where this game needs to go, and they're getting it done.
Who do you feel is the most influential captain in the world of Star Trek, and why?
Who is the most influential captain in the Star Trek universe, and why? Obviously, my favorite captain. I identify with him more. I thought that he was stoic, and he made hard decisions. When he was taken over by the Borg, you could feel that pain. And then when he came back, he was so bitter, but yet really directed. You know, he really wanted to get in there and do the right thing. So, because he's my favorite, I'm going to say Picard is the most influential. And I think that it's simply because he had the stones, right? He had the stones to get the things done that needed to be done. And he's smart and charming and witty.
So, kind of following on from that, what would you say your favorite episode of Star Trek is, you know, across all of the different series?
My favorite episode is actually All Good Things. I think that I remember when they found out that they were going to cancel TNG. I was really upset. Sure, of course, everybody else in the universe who was a Star Trek fan was also quite upset to hear that. So I remember watching it, and it tied the entire series together so perfectly. You know, how they ended up going into that first episode and kind of clarifying stuff. And I got to see all of those characters and what they were going to be, you know, later on in life. I thought that it was such a good episode that when I saw Generations, I felt that it couldn't even compare to All Good Things.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there in the community that will agree with you on that one, and I think you're going to get some serious rep points for that one.
Let's hear it for rep points.
All right, getting back to some more serious questions here. What exactly does your role of community manager encompass? Do you specifically manage the website and forums only, or are you also responsible for designing mechanisms for community inside Star Trek Online?
You know what? That's a really good question. I think that a lot of people aren't sure what community managers do. And for every company, it's different. I do actually both of those things. So I do manage the website and the forums, and I make sure that things that I'm working on right now, I'm trying to make sure that our community has a really good time while we wait for this game. So I will be coming up with updates for the community. I'll be coming up with contests, little things that we can do here and there. I'm also going to be creating and organizing meet and greets when we go to conferences so that our community can come and meet our developers. Beyond that, I will also, when we start getting into the place where people are actually in the game, I'll be organizing events in the game, as well as making sure that people are pretty happy and the experience that they're having. Everything. I wear many hats.
Okay, so moving on. Once Star Trek Online is launched, are you going to be responsible for moderating the community inside Star Trek Online, as well as on the forums? And if so, do you have any ideas how you're going to accomplish that?
Yes, I will be. I will be responsible for that. I have a plan right now that I'm not going to go into detail on, because, as you may know, in the MMO space, things change so rapidly. Sometimes a small change in the game will create a large ripple effect, where things need to be changed within the community, within the marketing, within, you know, design, everything. So I have a very tentative plan of things that we're going to be doing once we launch. But I'm not going to share those details yet. We will leave room for surprise.
So I guess that means we can have another interview later?
You might be able to have another interview. We'll see how the rest of this podcast goes.
Okay, on to the game. Have you had a chance to play the current internal build of Star Trek Online? Of course, we've all seen the screenshots and the videos, but can you give us some idea of what it's like? Perhaps tell us what the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game consists of?
I can't tell you what the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game consists of. However, I can tell you that, yes, I have played the internal build. And, again, it's really great. It's really great. The game is beautiful. And the storylines are very cool and interesting, very episodic. Beyond that, no, I can't tell you much about it.
I guess we'll save that for the other interview as well.
Yeah. You should totally save that for the other interview, yeah.
I think we all understand that at this point in development, there's not a whole lot that you can say. So I don't think many people are going to hold the crypticness against you.
I really feel strongly that you should give updates to your community big things. For instance, the ship update that we just did, that's really good, solid information that they're going to want to know about, right? But when it comes into game, when it comes down to gameplay and things that you can do inside the game, I know as a gamer myself, I would really rather be able to explore that and have that first experience that's totally my own and not biased based on what somebody else says. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so I can tell you that it's really cool. I'm really enjoying my time in game, but I'm not going to tell you what I've been doing because you have to explore that for yourself. That's part of Star Trek, right? New exploration.
Okay, so with Atari having now bought out Cryptic Studios, has that had any direct effect on the day-to-day operations of Star Trek Online? And have there been any huge direction changes?
You know what, I'm really glad that you asked that. I know that there's been some concern on the forums from our community about this, about Atari acquiring Cryptic. And I can tell you quite honestly that there has been no direction change with the game whatsoever. They have been amazing in that they said, listen, you guys have got a good thing going. We really like the direction that you're taking. You're obviously doing really well on your own. So just go forward with that. The one thing that it has given us is, you know, we have more resources to make sure that this game is as great as we can possibly make it.
Well, that's one thing I'm sure Atari has a lot of resources. So moving on, our next question was going to be, is there going to be a public beta? But now that you've launched your latest competition and are giving away a beta slot, we know that there will be. So I guess what we just have to ask is, have any dates for beta been decided?
You know, guys, I totally can't tell you that because we're in the development stage still. And again, things change very rapidly in the development stage. And so we haven't determined yet when our beta is going to go forth. But I will keep everybody updated because we do want to get people playing the game. We're very excited about it. And as soon as we know, then we'll let you guys know.
Great. Okay, so I've got a community-submitted question here from a forum member called Enki862. He asks, can you tell us something truly mind-blowing about Star Trek Online?
The entire game will truly blow your mind.
I guess that pretty much sums it up.
It falls back into the... I just can't give details out right now. You probably realized from reading interviews and dev blogs and stuff like that, that we're trying to create an atmosphere of surprise discovery. So we're not really talking a lot about the internal mechanics and gameplay just yet.
Another community question here from Jay Relo. He's one of my favorite folks. He asks, what steps do you take or what system is in place to filter the extreme and sometimes unhealthy fanaticism of the Star Trek Online community whilst still being able to gauge well-thought-out suggestions for gameplay, structure, and overall direction for the game itself?
That is really an amazing question. When I was working on the Junkgate project, I thought that I had the most extreme fans in my community that I could ever possibly ask for.
Not.
And I was wrong. I should have known because I am a Star Trek fan myself, and I will go through in some points and think, well, that's not what I saw from the episode. No, you need to go this route. Because I'm a gamer myself, I do that with every game anyway. I think that people in general are very opinionated, and we always think that we know what's best. So with that in mind, you have to have a lot of patience. I understand that the fans of this game want it to be the best game that they could ever possibly imagine because they want to play this game. And knowing that, you go through the suggestions and you let them know that their suggestions are appreciated. We're not going to use every single one that is submitted to us. Obviously, we have a direction and a game plan that is already in place and well underway. But there are some that come through that are really good ideas, and the team does take them into consideration in their design. So I think it's just a matter of managing expectations. My community is fabulous. I really, really enjoy reading the forums. I enjoy the hundreds of PMs that I get every day. When you get something this large coming forward and this anticipated, you're going to just have some extreme fanaticism. It's that simple. However, with that said, they need to know that we appreciate their comments and we appreciate the suggestions that they put forth, and we're grateful that they are as excited as we are for this product. So that's really it. As long as everybody keeps and they're patient, then everything goes forward pretty well.
Just on a side note there, I noted recently that the STO forums recently surpassed 70,000 members. Has the rate at which people are signing up for your forums shocked you at all?
At first, when I first took the position, I was doing the metrics so that, you know, I could kind of do a little bit of forecasting on our progression and where we wanted to be and you know what we needed to do to retain all of our members. And I saw the number, and it boggled my mind. It shouldn't, because, again, Star Trek Online was my most anticipated upcoming MMO. So it doesn't surprise me that it's also other people's. The community is growing really fast. And it's exciting. It's really exciting because the more members we have, the more fun we can have. I have already received over 300 submissions for the Planet Background Contest. That's crazy, right? That's a really big number, and the game or the contest has only been running for less than a week. So it makes my job a lot more challenging, of course, But it also is really exciting for me because that means that we can really spread the excitement for this game a lot more quickly.
Cool. Okay, Owen, we're just going to take a short break now and run a couple of adverts. But folks, everyone that's listening, just stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes where we will continue this wonderful interview with Nicole Hamlet. So stay tuned.
I sat down with a few Lotus Fleet members, and I asked them one question. What is Lotus Fleet to you?
Lotus Fleet is dedication to its members, from the highest ranking member all the way down to the lowest cadet.
Lotus Fleet to me is about teaching and learning.
Well, Lotus Fleet to me is pride in professionalism.
Lotus Fleet to me is great friends and a nice place to hang out.
Sign up today at lotusfleet.com or find our thread at the STO boards.
Howdy folks, this is Bob, aka Captain Robert J. Collins from the United Federation of Planets Defense Fleet, a group with seasoned and new players alike. We're a Star Trek simulation group interested in attracting simmers. What is a Star Trek simulation group, you might ask? Simply put, collaborative writing. You and several other players essentially write your own story, your own Star Trek adventure. You can join me and the USS Tiburon, an Excelsior-class starship, or perhaps any of the other ships that we currently offer in the setting 2382. Come by and visit us at http://www.ufpdf.org. That's http://www.ufpdf.org.
Captain, incoming message from the Ares fleet.
The Ares fleet?
Yes, sir.
Put it on screen.
On screen.
Hello there, Captain. We are sending on emergency power, so our signal is not that strong.
Shall I reroute more power to the communication and try to compensate the flux capacitor to boost up the signal, sir?
Yeah.
Hello, Ares fleet. We are having trouble receiving your transmission. Can you repeat the message?
Yes, sir. I am contacting you to tell you about the Dutch community for Star Trek Online. This community has several goals. First of all, they are translating all available information about Star Trek Online in their native language, trying to give all the members as much information as needed. And second of all, they are building their own fleet, the Ares fleet, making themselves ready for the release of MMO Star Trek Online. You can reach us at www.st-online.nl.
You are listening to Hailing Frequencies, the fastest growing podcast on the internet.
Okay, folks, we are back from that break, and we are still here with Nicole Hamlet, aka Arwen, from the Star Trek Online dev team. So before the break, our question was, have you been shocked by the number of registrations you're getting on your forum at the moment? And the next question kind of leads on from that. I'm just curious to know how many moderators you have on your team at the moment, and how long each one of them is spending each day moderating the Star Trek Online forum.
Okay. Right now, I have two part-time moderators other than myself, and they spend a lot of time moderating our forums. We have very passionate members in our community, and they want to make sure that things are kept civil. And so there are quite a few instances where our moderators have to go in and, you know, take care of things, prune threads, close them, you know, give friendly warnings and put things back on course. They spend a lot of time each day going through our forums because there is just a massive amount of traffic there. So anybody who's listening to the podcast, please be nice to your moderators. Please.
Yeah, and for you listeners out there, don't forget to get your Planetary Exploration Contest submission in right away.
Yes, that as well, please.
Okay, so we talked about this a little bit earlier. You recently premiered a new Ship of the Line segment on your website. Are we going to see any new types of updates in the coming weeks and months?
That is something that I'm really excited about. I keep saying that I'm excited about stuff, but seriously, I'm just that excited. We have, I've just drawn up our content plan for the next couple of months, and I'm talking to the developers now to see the content that I can put out there. because I would like to make sure that at least once a month I bring you something new that you haven't seen before. And we got a lot, obviously, we got a lot of feedback on our initial, that's our signature ship. So that will be the main ship that you see whenever, you know, whenever we're doing interviews and whatnot. But that's not even the coolest, biggest ship that we have. I'm not going to tell you what the coolest, biggest ship that we have is. But as we're moving forward towards development, you'll start seeing a lot more stuff from us. New assets, new kinds of ships. Obviously, we've got the timeline that we will be continuing to update, and we will probably be branching out and giving you little tidbits on the people who are in the timelines so that you can get a better idea of what's been happening up to this point where we launch.
As a quick aside, the Cryptic Timeline updates have been really exciting and have provided an amazingly dramatic backdrop for folks who roleplay in the fleets, like the crews over at Lotus Fleet, and even for us here at Hailing Frequency. Our fleet radio segments are in-character segments that are being created from the framework of the new timeline updates. Anyway, it's been nice having the updates, and it's been a lot of fun getting into the spirit of things.
Yes, you know what it is. And it's. I think that it's probably the one piece of content that I enjoy the most, because, of course, as a Star Trek fan, I want to know what happened between Nemesis and the launch of our game. And CBS has been really amazing in that they let us run with a lot of new fiction. And our content writers are really, really amazing and very imaginative. And you will walk by Christine Thompson's desk. I think that you saw a Meet the Team on her last month. She is the person who writes all of our timelines. And her desk is just covered with canon from Star Trek. So definitely show your appreciation. Tell her how wonderful she is on the forums, because I think that she's awesome.
Okay, so we have kind of a follow-up question to that from a community member named Calton. He asks, in the same light, will there be a Spotlight On segment on the STO website for interesting planets, locations, captains, crews, etc.?
Maybe. It's a definite possibility, actually. We are discussing stuff like that right now, and definite possibility that you will start seeing little vignettes of different ships, captains, NPCs within the game, maybe little offshoots from the timelines of people who have been featured there.
Awesome. So moving on, do you have any current plans for any new gameplay videos? And if so, will we be seeing anything soon?
Yes to both questions, actually. Yes.
Great. So folks, look out for some new gameplay videos soon. Moving on yet again. A couple of months ago, you launched the first competition on the Star Trek Online website, giving people a chance to win a lifetime subscription to STO. But that competition was limited to North America only. And you've also just launched a new competition, Planetary Content Submission Competition. But once again, that competition's limited to North America. So do you have any plans for launching some worldwide competitions or European competitions?
This is something that I'm working on right now. I know that a lot, we have a worldwide fan base. And people from every country are really interested in the game, and they want to participate in the community. And I definitely want them to as well. The reason that we've been keeping it to North America right now is because of legalities. Every country has different legalities on who can win prizes, how much they can be for, and whatnot. And rather than try to guess, we've been going forth with the standardized rules that you see on the Planet Background Contest. However, with that said, I'm working on getting some stuff done for the European countries. And moving forward, I'm going to try to see what we can do about opening things up globally. But no promises there. I am working on that.
That's fantastic. I guess it would kind of suck to win something from Cryptic Studios and then get thrown in jail for it.
Yeah, that would kind of suck, huh? And we would definitely feel bad about that. So we want to make sure that we're above the board when we give out our prizes
I know it doesn't seem fair, but we're trying to do the best we can to keep everything on par with the country's, you know, legalese and make sure that we don't violate any laws.
Okay, some fleet and community inside Star Trek Online questions. Clans and guilds make up a huge portion of the Star Trek gaming community, and several MMOs on the market today have support for clans and guilds. What kind of support will Star Trek Online have for guilds, fleets, clans, etc.?
So we do plan on supporting them. That is a definite. I don't think that in today's market you can actually make an MMO that does not support clans and guilds, fleets, etc., you know, whatever you choose to name them. With that said, we haven't revealed our design yet for that, and that will be something that will be coming later. We'll start talking about fleets, etc., a couple months down the line, and then you'll get new information then.
Okay, and once Star Trek Online is launched, how do you plan to manage the community for Star Trek Online? Will you have to go to the forums for updates, or will you get updates in-game via Starfleet Command or the Klingon High Council?
That is a really good question, and a really good idea.
Or from hailing frequency.
Or from hailing frequency.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to continue updating the website. That, I think, is really important because, you know, when you're at work and you can't get into the game, you want to know what's going on. And so the easiest way for you to do that is to find out through the website. However, with that said, I can't say that we won't put stuff in-game in terms of updates. That's actually a really good idea. I'm going to go talk to my guys about that.
All right, and just finally, there are a lot of folks who have mixed opinions about Star Trek Online. Some think it's going to be the next great MMO, the Wowbuster, and others think it's not going to be so great. So, as a Trekker yourself, and as someone who has seen Star Trek Online, what can you say to reassure those that are worried?
Coming from, you know, a media background, having that behind me, seeing what I've seen from the dailies, being in the playtests, playing the game myself, I really believe that this is going to be a true Star Trek experience. I know that there are probably some really anticipated things and design plans that our community wants to see in the game that might not make it right now, but the team is working really hard to make sure that when you get into the game, not only do you have fun, that you are able to explore, you're able to customize, you are able to make this your own Star Trek experience. And I really don't think that our community is going to be disappointed. As far as being a Wowbuster, WoW is such an anomaly, right? What is it, up to 12 million subscribers right now? I don't think that anybody ever anticipated that it's going to be so hugely successful. And I think that people who consider their MMOs to WoW are always going to be fairly disappointed. I think that the average